shackles and no more shackles.
No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah.
No more shackles and no more shackles.
No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah.
So lift your voice and say,
how many free? Amen. No more bondage. No more chains. No more shackles. Amen. We are free. And he whom the Son has set free, thank God, is free indeed. Amen. Thank God, I'm no longer bound. No more chains holding me. Thank God for a mirror. Amen. And our young adults, thank God for them. Those of you that have your Bibles, if you could turn your attention to the book of 2 Corinthians and the third chapter. Amen. Book of 2 Corinthians and the third chapter. And And we're continuing in this theme for November, that Christ might be glorified. That Christ might be glorified. Amen. And beginning at the seventh verse, and it says, but if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses, for the glory of his countenance, which the glory was to be done away, how shall not this the administration of the Spirit be rather or more glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doeth the ministration of righteousness exceeding glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, but by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away which is glory, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then we use such plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded, for until this day, even right now, the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away with in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is still upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. They just got done singing about liberty. Amen. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass. This is our theme verse right here. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed. Somebody say changed. Into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. And today, we just want to talk about created for His glory. Created for His glory, which is found in Isaiah 43, verse 7. Let's pray. Most gracious and eternal Father God, we thank you. We bless and praise your name. God, you're worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor and the praise. God, I am incapable and unable to do anything without you. And anything that I can do without you is not of you, but it's of me. So I pray right now, oh God, that you have your way in this place. Have your way in my heart. God, that your manifest glory will be manifested even through us, Lord, that the word may speak to the very depths of our heart. God, we pray, oh Lord, that the atmosphere in this place is conducive for your love, for your Holy Spirit, for your word. Most of all, that the atmosphere in our hearts, oh God, is asphyxiated on you. Regardless of the trouble, regardless of what we're going through in this world, help our hearts to be fashioned. Open the eyes of our hearts, oh God, that you might be seen in this place, that you might be glorified in this place, that you will be magnified. God, we love you, oh God, and we bless you. The purpose of life is for your glory. Oh God, created by your glory is the utmost purpose of the lives of these thou your believers. So have your way. We bind and rebuke any distraction, anything that's an attack on a raid against the knowledge of who you are. God, that you will have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Created for his glory. Created for his glory. Amen. And we touched on this just a little bit in Bible study the other night. And we just thank God. The Christian life at the heart is a life of one that's pleasing unto God, or it's the heart of one that's glorifying unto the Lord. Amen. And even in Isaiah 43, verse 7, and we still find people in the church, right? We still find people in this world that's looking for their purpose. And I get it. I understand it to an extent when you're trying to find what you want to do, even as a senior in high school, right? And I've said it. I didn't know what I wanted to do when I got out of high school. Amen? But let that child be reared in the word of God, and they will find their way. They will. They will find their way. Amen. And the Bible says in Isaiah 43, verse 7, even everyone that is called, those that are called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Amen. If you want to know what your purpose is in life, that's our purpose. Our purpose in life, that we may glorify God. Amen. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore we eat or drink, or whatsoever we do. Y'all know you can watch the Eagles game for God's glory. You know that? Seriously. Everything we do, because I'm praying for them. Amen. Lord knows I was praying for the Eagles last week. We thought it had slipped away, but God blocked it. He didn't let it to be. Amen. Thank God. We got some Cowboys fans up here. But it's all good. It's all good. Amen. You know, I pray for those athletes that they know Jesus. I pray for Dak Prescott. Even if he does got a star on his helmet, I pray for him. Amen. That they would get to know Jesus. But y'all know everything we do can be done to glorify God. Because the Bible says whether we drink, whether we eat, and the context of that was taken from not offending those or food given to idols. Amen? Amen? That God gets the glory. If it's something that you know in your mind that this was sacrificed for an idol, then don't eat it. Don't offend those who are babes in Christ. And so that's why he says, whether you eat or drink, do all. Whether you don't drink or don't eat. But I want to do this so God is glorified in it. Amen? Because y'all know that's the purpose of life. That's the meaning of life. Belongs to God. And in Psalms 19:1, so not only were we created for his glory, but the world, the entire world, was created to give glory back to the Lord. The heavens declare glory, the glory of God. Psalm 19:1, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. The world was created for the glory of God. And in Psalms 24, we thank God for that passage, amen, that talks about lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory, what? Shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. That means everything in the world belongs to God. And they that dwell therein, for he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into his holy temple? Amen. Of the Lord. Who shall stand in his holy place? Only he who hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul to vanity or sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing of the Lord and the righteousness from God, his salvation. This is the generation that seek him, that seek thy faith. And then it says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He is. He's the King of glory. Amen. And that's what we got to know. We're created for him. Not for the purpose of living my best life. Or living for me. And getting me. And getting mine. Amen. But the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, 28, and this is where the struggle is. Romans 8, 28. Thank God for Reverend Williams, because he's always quoting this. This is where the struggle is. Amen. I got a new Bible, a newer Bible that I'm using, and I'm breaking it in. I got to get them pages creased and worn that they start flipping right. I didn't want to use it a couple weeks ago because it was too sticky. But I've been in it some. I spent some time in it. The pages are getting used to turning and flipping. Somebody say it's getting there. Yeah. Amen. My old one, I just couldn't keep going with it. Amen. It was pages was missing. So 8:28 says, for we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Right? Thank God. And to those who are called, where? According to his purpose. And we love that verse. Because when we're going through, don't get me wrong, I love this verse too. Because when we're going through, we need to be encouraged. Guess what? All things work together for his good. And to those, and to them that love God. See, that's the difference. We skip that part. To them that love God. And to them who are called, saved according to his purpose. And so many times, man, we love and we use this verse to witness to people, to encourage people. Amen. And this is our purpose. 29 gives our purpose. To him he did foreknow. To them he also did what? Predestinate that we would be conformed to the image of his son. And many times, like, and my flesh hates that part. I love 28, but my flesh don't like verse 29. Because it shows me that it's not about me. That my life is not about me. But my life is all about Jesus Christ. And y'all, this is the split. Between 28 and 29, this is the split between surface church, right? And those, man, and I'm not going to name no names. One was a famous talk show host. I'm going to stop right there because if I keep giving clues, you'll know who I'm talking about. Amen. And famous actors. That, and man, and it's been said and it's been quoted that they love God. They love to serve the Lord. But, man, their purpose is their purpose. And his purpose is his purpose. And when you mix the two, that's where they back up. Because we're trained and ingrained that I got to live my best life. We're trained and ingrained, amen, that I got to do me. Somebody say, I'm not going to tell y'all to say it. But they say, do me. Do you. Do what you feel. Do what you like. Do what you please. And I ain't got to go to Solomon. We go to Solomon every week, amen? Y'all just going to call me Reverend Broken Record Randy. Because we're going to break the record. Amen? This shit, y'all, Reverend Broken Record. Because we're going to break the record. And just like Reverend Williams said about our children, amen? Who's shaping your children? The world or the Word of God? Guess what? The devil wants your children out of Sunday school. The devil wants your children out of youth Bible study. We've got to train them up in the way they should go. That when they are old, they will not depart. Amen. Man, listen. God has shown me even this morning. There's a mesmerizing spirit. Amen. It's mesmerizing. It's tranquilizing.
amen, to put us in a trance. It's delusional to put us to sleep. And it's an attack not just in our children, but even as us as older people. Amen. Amen. And some people, the first thing they do, they spend the first 30 minutes of their morning on these phones. Amen. They used to have grooves in the high place. And they used to go up and worship false gods in the Old Testament. And a good king would bring them false god, Baal gods down. And somebody might say, man, that ain't me. I don't worship idols. But you like this. You can't get to lunch without your phone running out of juice. Amen. Anybody got a charger? Anybody got a charger head? The phone only about 6 months old. It should not be running out of juice already. Think warm in your hands because you're always on it. Scrolling. And guess what, y'all? I'm a witness. I'm not just preaching to y'all. I'm preaching to myself. The Bible says, be not ignorant of Satan's devices. Not only do I need a fast from the plate, but guess what? I need a fast from this phone. Cut it off. Amen. Get a phone like Deacon Wright. He got a Bell telephone ring. That old-fashioned ring. It's loud, too. Amen. But listen, be not conformed. Stop being poured out into the mold of the world. But be what? Transformed by the renewing of the mind. Amen. And listen, and I'm telling y'all right now, we have a second service. And I'm not going to be able to preach this whole thing. Y'all know I will try. But I'm not going to be able to preach this whole thing. Amen. But when we go back to our to this text, right? The first part of this chapter says, do we begin again to commend ourselves to need, verse 1, as some others, epistles or commendation, because they were looking for commendation. They were looking for letters. You got to send a bio. You got to give us your credentials. And if your credentials ain't right, you ain't allowed to speak. Amen? And but Paul told them that, if my credentials ain't right, maybe I don't want to speak. Amen? And he says, you are our epistles written in your hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as you are manifestly declared to be an epistle of Christ ministered by us, with written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God. Not in tables of stone, but fleshly tables of the heart. And I want to say to everybody in here, whether you know it or not, you're writing a letter. Everybody. The life that you live writes the letter. The life that you live, it's not the preacher when you're stretched out that puts you into heaven and comes up with this glorious, fantastic message. But the sermon you preach is the sermon that you live. And that's the sermon that everybody sees. Amen? And so Paul went on to talk about the glory of God. Right? In verse 6, he said, who also made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Paul said, my life is a demonstration. He said, my life is the letter. You shouldn't need a letter from me by now. Amen. The fact that I have an impact on you, amen, unto salvation and deliverance, that's my letter. And guess what? Everybody in here, we live in a dark world. We live in an evil world. And the sun might be shining on the outside, thank God it is. But there's a spiritual darkness that this world is living in. And guess what? Some of us might be the only light that somebody on the verge of committing suicide or going through a bad time or going through a tough time, or just being possessed demonically, we might be the only light that they will see. And guess what? I don't want my living to be in vain. I don't. Amen. That people around me will see something that will pull them out of darkness into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. Amen. And now it's not me they got to see. But it's something in us that they got to see. Amen.
Amen.
It's something in us. And when we talk about this glory, this light of love in us, and guess what? You ain't got to try to be religious and beat people up with the Bible and condemn people to hell on your job. And you under your breath with your boss, binding and rebuking him. Boss went on vacation, you put oil on his chair. That happened to somebody. Amen. But it's just how you live. Amen. And thank God. Man, thank God for my father. Be who you are. Be real. Just be who you are. You ain't got to try. Amen. But the light in you ought to permeate to manifesting through your life that you can be who you are to people. That when people are in need, people are hurting, people are mean and nasty to you, guess what? Man, they'll still see the love of Jesus Christ. Man, somebody, boy, let me tell you. Somebody can be mean and nasty, and you got to work with them, not necessarily in my department. Right? And it's like, man, I even told my wife about it. Right? I said, man, what's up with this person? Right? And it took a couple days, and I'm fighting with that devil. And the Lord had to let me know it's not you. It's not you. But it's the life of Christ that's in you. Been manifest. So guess what? Think it not strange when they pick on you. Or when you see them in the cafeteria and they don't speak to you. Don't think it's strange. For they persecuted me. And so you don't think they're going to persecute you too? They're going to persecute you too. But you can be, just keep being who you are. Amen. And listen, and don't try. Wait, listen, and listen. Oh, Lord. Listen. The Bible says, and we talked about this on Wednesday, right? Chapter 4, turn to chapter 4, right? Next chapter over. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifesting of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. That means to some you'll be the savior of death, and to some you will be the savior of life. Amen. And guess what? Man, your light, it is what it is. When the light of Christ shines through you, some people ain't going to like you. And some people are going to see you and be drawn to you. And the people that don't like you, guess what? You can't worry about it. You can't try to make them a sweet potato pie and try to make them be your friends. Don't lower the grace of God in you. Don't lower the standard of God in you to get on their level to relate. I can't help it that you don't like me. But I'm going to keep loving you. I'm going to keep showing you. I'm going to keep demonstrating to you. Amen. And I'm going to pray for you. And God said, pray for them and just get out the way. And watch me work. And God will come in and do it. He will come in and deliver. He will come in and loose them chains. We wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. But against what? Principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness. Where? In high places. That's the life of Christ. And guess what? If you're just going to be nice to everybody, don't let them know about their sin. Don't live a life where they just comfortable around you. They can cuss around you. They can tell lewd jokes around you and do all this stuff around you. Then you've lost your savor. You've lost your flavor. We are the light of the world. A city that sets on a hill cannot be hid. We got to know that we know that we know that we know that we've got Christ living on the inside. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Just keep loving him. But don't change who you are. Because if I change who I am, they might not see their own sin. Amen. The more we grow in the word, the more I am renewed in the knowledge. The more his love is revealed to me. The more we find the meaning of this life, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And guess what? I'm pressing toward the mark of the high call, which is in Christ Jesus. It's my satisfaction in Christ that something clicks in me. The more I grow in him, the more I get lost in this love. It's my satisfaction in Christ that something is ratified. Something is verified in me. My ticket is stamped, punched, and sealed. And the more I know who I am, the greater this love affair is, the greater my will, his will in my life becomes. The greater my purpose in him becomes. The greater his creation, we're created for his glory, the greater I understand that. I'm telling you. And I said last week, people that don't know Jesus, even people in church that want to, man, they think, man, I still want to have fun. It's a drag coming to church. What is that preacher talking about up there? Being broken and overwhelmed and consumed by the love of Jesus Christ. What is he talking about? Man, I'm talking about the greatest joy. I'm talking about the greatest peace. The greatest love affair that we have is found. And that's why last week we talked about renewed in knowledge to look like Jesus. Guess what? This is the point. The more I look like Jesus, the greater I'm satisfied in him. That's the point. The more I grow to looking like Jesus, the greater my satisfaction is. The greater my peace is. The greater my belonging is. The greater of his grace and his glory being manifest through my life. I'm telling you, you have not known a joy like this joy. You have not known a peace like this peace. You have not known a deliverance like the beauty of it, the beauty of it, the difference in us and those in the world is regardless of what we go through, his joy don't change. Amen, his joy don't change. See, happiness is fleeting. Happiness is temporal. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. You're talking about the greatest depression buster, an anxiety lifter, amen, a mental illness blocker. It's the love of Jesus Christ. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like his love. That's why David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. This poor man cried. I was the poor man. You were the poor man. And God heard me. And he delivered me out of all my fears. I will bless him. I'm going to run. I'm going to run on. I'm going to love him. I'm going to stay with him. He wraps me. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I'm his own. And the joy, the joy, the joy, the joy, the joy, the joy, the joy I share as we tarry there. My belonging, my satisfaction, my fulfiller, my sustainer, my provider. Even when the bottom of the bottom drops out. Man, I'm telling y'all, listen, you can't get it in Colt 45. You can't get it in Mad Dog 2020. You can't get it in St. Ives. You can't get it in the pill. But the joy I had, Mother Robinette, the Lord didn't give it to me. And the joy. And the love of the world. Amen. Can't take it away. Amen. 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 God is glorified through my continued deliverance. And in our text, and I'm almost, man, look. 1 Corinthians 1:15 says, but even unto this day, I'm sorry, 3:15. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And guess what? No man has ever saved another man. Salvation is wholly of grace and wholly of Jesus Christ. God may have allowed you to be an instrument that they can see him, but you have no power. I have no power to save anybody. Salvation is holy, 100% of Jesus Christ. So when he says the Lord is that Spirit, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. That's the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. That Spirit of the Lord. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. That's our purpose. That's the word of God. As by the Spirit, capital S, of the Lord. God is glorified through my continual deliverance from glory to glory. Thank God I'm no longer back where I was. I'm not where I need to be because I won't be where I need to be till I die. Paul said for me to live is what? Christ. But me to die is what? Gain. So I'm not there, but I'm on my way. That's glory to glory. This is glory to glory. Amen. Which is in Christ Jesus. And the more I press, the more I'm fulfilled and satisfied in him. And there's a preacher by the name of John Piper, amen, who I heard, and he was talking about God is glorified when we're most satisfied. Amen. Preach the whole message on that. And God will be dealing with your heart about something, and then you'll come across something, you'll be like, that's it. That's it. Amen. And so, listen, it's not that the more we grow in him, the more we just become like, you know, these doves. Just miserable people, just sour people. Amen. Because the more we grow in him, the more he fills my cup. Amen. Even to the fact that it changes my face. It changes my attitude. It changes my old grumpiness. And meanness. It's like Elijah, one big onion peel. And he goes to work on us to beautify us. We are the potter. He is the clay. And how dare the clay look at the potter and be like, this is the way I want to be. But that's what we do in the world. But he said, God has an intention of what he makes, what he wants to make in that clay. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Nappy head, but I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Big lips, light skin, dark skin, but I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Listen, regardless of the birth defect or the scar or whatever it is, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. He made me to be this vessel. He made me to be this jar of clay. He made me, for we have this treasure where? An earthen vessel, that the excellency of that power is of God and not of us. Amen. But we all with open face behold as in the glass the glory of the Lord and are changed. It's my change.
Yes, sir. Change.
It's my change.
Yes, sir.
It's my change.
Yes.
It's my change that makes the difference. I'm no longer who I used to be. Even after I got saved. And I said it last week, 10 years ago. Guess what? I might have would have told them off. But thank God. God is delivering me. Amen. He's changing me. And it's the change. Moses was affected on the outside. But the radiance of his glory impacts me from the inside. That's the real change. Because the Holy Ghost now lives in me. Amen? And from glory to glory, as we look into this mirror, guess what we're beholding? We're beholding God's Son, Jesus Christ. As we look into this mirror, God is transforming us and translating us. As we go from glory to glory, we go from satisfaction to satisfaction. Amen. And guess what? Satan, his job is to block, as we go from glory to glory, our light compels and increases. Amen. And Satan is after the opposite. He's after blocking that light. Satan is after dysfunction. Amen. Satan is after separation and confusion. Amen. He wants to block the light of Christ that it talks about. If our gospel be hid, it's hid whom the God who is hid to them that are lost. Verse 4:4. See, I got these chapters running together. Amen. 4:4 says, in whom the God of this world has what? Somebody say blinded. Blinded the minds of them which believe not. Right? Which lest the light of the glorious gospel. Y'all see that? Glorious gospel. It's not just any kind of light. But it's the light that's preached from the gospel. It's the light that's produced from the gospel. And it's the gospel message that opens up blind eyes. The fact that Jesus Christ would die on that cross. To know that the wages of sin is still death. But the gift of God is eternal life. He wants to block the glorious gospel of Christ because it's the gospel that transforms. Hallelujah. And changes. That's why you don't hear the gospel preached. You hear the gospel fancy, but you don't hear the gospel preached. And not only do you not hear the gospel preached, but you don't see the gospel live. See, it's one thing to tell the story, but it's another thing to live the story. It's one thing to talk about death, but it's another thing to pursue death. It's one thing to talk about crucifixion, but it's another thing to quote John, live, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ now lives in me. And the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. See, the cross is not just something that Jesus did, but the cross is something that we must experience. And when we experience the cross, when we die to ourselves, when Jesus said, any man come after me, he must first what? Deny himself. Take up his what? Cross and follow me. We can't just talk about the cross, but the cross must be lived. The cross must be seen. The cross must be witnessed. And some people want to walk around these big old crosses on the back of the phone and leave some vampires away. Amen. But the cross must be. I know somebody sleep right now. Somebody like, what is he talking about up there? Amen. Somebody say, just wake up, Jacob. Amen. God is good. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that what? Trust in him. It's the gospel that a dying world needs. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but he loved us to send his only begotten son. to die for us on that cross. That's where the enemy wants to blind the cross, blind the gospel, that we won't see the light of God, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Amen? And I'm telling you, the devil is doing all he can. I'm closing. He's doing all he can while he can. He just wants to keep people in a stupor. He just wants to keep this world chasing the few toys he has to offer. And I'm telling you, Community Baptist Church, I say it all the time, it's not about what we can do in here. But think about your life. Think about the light that you have. Think about the impact that it's having on a dying world. Guess what? Christ has impacted my life for his glory. And guess what? I got to impact somebody else's life for his glory. Those are my last 2 points, and then we close it. Christ has impacted my life for his glory. CBC, Community Baptist Church, whether you're on the bereavement ministry, whether you're on the mother's ministry, whether you're in the choir, whether you're usher, and I just start looking at all the ministries. God, thank God, Minister Tobin's getting ready to go to the nursing home ministry. Whether it's the prison ministry, God, listen, whether it's your home, whether it's your job, whether you drive the school bus, Christ's life must impact you to the impacting of somebody else. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And you know how he does it? From glory to glory. Amen. Somebody got to see Jesus. Amen. Listen, when I die, I don't want my kids standing up here talking about, oh, he was a great preacher. No, but how did Dad live at home? How did he live at home? Thank God I seen one that was demonstrated in front of me. Even when the church folk got on his nerves. Amen. He still lived at home. He stood. Man, I want to be the same in this pulpit and the same at home. The same in this pulpit and the same on my job. The same in the pulpit and the same in my home. Last thing I got, man, I'm telling you, the devil is blinding minds. He's blinding minds. And when we talk about, man, this word of God, we all with open face, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord and are changed. Because we are what we look at. We are what we gaze on. And I'm telling you, some kids can sit up all night, teenagers, and look at just provocative stuff. Not even teenagers, even adults, half the night. And then you wonder what's wrong with the mind. Listen, the more we look in this word, we're being changed into the image of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, we're being changed. I'm being changed. Guess what? I'm going through more suffering. But guess what? I'm experiencing more joy. I'm going through more trials, but I'm experiencing more satisfaction in him. Because we just got done saying, persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed, always bearing in the body the what? Dying of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I can say like David, it was good for me. I went through something, boy, it was good for me. Good for you. Somebody say, good for you. Didn't feel good. But that's the glory of glory. He's changing me. I'm telling you, he's rearranging me. That I'm not as shocked. You know, some people can go through something. Bam! Man, they out of the word for a whole week. Because they depressed. Because of what they went through. Calling their mom about it. Calling Pookie and them about it. Calling, did you see what she did to me? Calling everybody. Instead of getting on their face. And saying, Father, I stretch my hands to you. Amen. And I'm telling you, this glory to glory, there's no such thing as being standstill, not being changed. This is the last thing I got. Man, this word is good. This word is awesome. Amen. If there was a Guinness Book of World Records for how long you can preach, I think I might win it. But I'm just not going to win it today. Amen. I've been wrapped up, tied up. I'm in love with this word of God. The word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin. I'm trying to close. That I might not sin against him. This word will shake you. It'll pick you up. This word will love on you. But you got to get in it. And from glory to glory, it will change me. It's the word. And this is the last thing I got. They laughing at me. You're either changing toward Christ or you're changing toward the world. There's no middle ground. Because if you're not walking toward Christ, guess what? You're going back into the mold of the world. You are what you gaze on. You are what you look at. We got to watch what we look at. Man, there was this movie on, started so innocent. Man, I'm just, you know, sometimes you can just watch a movie by happenstance, you flip it, you're kind of doing something, and next thing you know, you start watching it. But the movie started going down and down and down and down. And the name of it was called Heredity or something like that. And basically, the movie was like two halves. In the middle of the movie, they went to see a medium in this family. They had lost a loved member, right? And then the movie turned. And it was like they conjured up something from their bloodline, right? And then the mother, she lost a child. She started floating. Because I was falling asleep. And I woke up. I was on the couch. And the mother, you could see, the boy was going through in the room. He was going through all this stuff. And the mother was floating in the corner of his room. She was floating in the air. Right? Floating in the air, the boy woke up. And next thing you know, he went to another room, and the mother was levitating. Something got in her. Amen. Around the house. And the Holy Spirit said, shut it off. So I can't tell y'all the rest of the movie. That's how demonic this movie was. Satan is after the minds of our young people. He's warping their minds through these internet, through so many things. That's why, and he's trying to put tracks and grooves and set a snare and a trap in them, all the while thinking everything's okay. Everything's all right. Everything's not all right. We wonder why people grow up. Basically, there was a generational curses and some generational witches in their family, and it was the going to see the sorcerer, the medium, that pulled that spirit out. And then we wonder why we grow up with so many things. From glory to glory means we're being transformed. He's working out those things in us that we might look like him. That's why we got to hide the word. Where? In our heart. I need a defense. I got to hide some power in there. I got to hide some love in there. I got to hide some peace that when these things come up, we can be like Jesus Christ. It is written. He just took the word to the devil. Amen? We can't go by what you think or what you feel or what your grandmama told you. But you better be able to know this word. Hide it in your heart. Created for God's glory. Let's give God a hand clap of praise in this place. Amen. They got these mentalists and people that can read your mind for real. For real. It's not just something on TV, but the mind being warped by the stuff in this world, guess what? Has to be shaped out by the word of Jesus Christ. Amen. As we stand, and if there's somebody in this place and you do not know Jesus Christ and you want a relationship with him, guess what? You can come right now and give your life to Jesus. And I know you can, guess what? You can get saved right where you sit. Amen. You can, if you're watching on Facebook, if you're watching online, you can get saved where you are. Listen, you talk about people being blinded. The devil that's blinding the minds of them. And look at Israel. Thank God. But they're blind to the true Messiah. The enemy has put the whammy on them. And guess what? They too can get saved and will get saved in the end. People that we work with, people that we hang with, you can be the only light that they see. And if there's somebody in this place and you want to know this love of Jesus Christ, a real love affair, a real bondage breaker, a depression breaker, an anxiety or phobia or fear, I'm telling you, Jesus is right here to deliver you, to set you free. Whether it's lust, sensuality, alcohol, homosexuality, whatever it is, Jesus is right here to set you free. And if you want to make, you don't have to come, but if you want to come to make declaration, amen, you can come and accept them into your heart. Is there one? 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 Amen. Is there one that would like to come for rededication to rededicate your life back to Jesus? You can also come. Amen. He said, I'm married to the backslider. You know you're not where you're supposed to be. You can come and rededicate your life. Is there one? Is there one? Is there one in this place? Amen. 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 Community CBC, whoever's watching, if you're not CBC, man, we have a job to do. Man, we have a job. Man, to allow God to live through us. I'm telling you, more than ever before, let his light so shine that all men will see his glory and glorify the Savior.